This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on as we crank up our broadcast week here. And we are, this hour, going to the land down under as we look at it from the Northern Hemisphere. In Australia, we have a very dear friend who's with the Australian Vaccination Network that had to be changed to the Australian Vaccination Risk Network because there were some whiny vaccination worshippers that didn't like that the name didn't say that they might not be 100% in the bag for the worship of vaccines. All right, I'm just saying it that way. And we have that linked up, by the way, at robertscottbell.com in the show notes today, apn.org.au. And Meryl Dorey is originally from America. You'll hear by her accent. You'll say, hey, she doesn't sound Australian. Well, she's not. She married an Aussie. She lives down there. And right now she might be thinking, maybe I should have never left America. I don't know. We're going to find out. Meryl, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. That's the best introduction I've ever had, I have to say.
What?
And yes, it is interesting living in Australia right now, but I think all of us are living in interesting times. But yeah. Australia is one of the most interesting places right now.
Yeah, Austin's got its issues, and you're there, and you've been there a long time. I don't know, how many years now have you been down under?
Almost 33. It'll be 33
years.
In November. Yep.
Wow. So you've been through a time in Australia where, you, relatively speaking, and this is the impression I have, and I visited Australia once, went down Sydney area and the surrounding areas. I didn't see the whole country. But pretty much you felt like it's a frontiers land. People are very outgoing and friendly. That's my experience I've seen in at the time I was there. But now we're seeing it degrade into the example of a medical police state that I have predicted a little bit, not just for Australia, but for anywhere that falls prey to the fear of germs, should the, let's say, medical police state ownership, if you will, or control of government agencies manifest to the way it has under COVID. And so you've seen a decline in freedom and the freedom of movement and all kinds of things, freedom of speech, because you actually have the vaxxed bus down there, a vaxxed two, virtual tour we've covered on our weekday show. And so you've witnessed a decline in real time. Also, over the course of your 33 years, you remember the event, the tragic event of a mass shooting that occurred that precipitated Australians' willingness to then give up their firearms, which is a warning our founders said in America, don't ever do it because tyranny will then have no limit. And I just want to have, you know, maybe a little bit about your journey down under from what it was initially to what it has transpired to recently.
Well, yeah, I moved out to Australia in 1988, and Australia, I knew nothing about the country. I just fell in love with an Australian man and moved out here. At that time, Australia was known for being a very free and egalitarian country, places where people could basically live however they wanted to live. It was very accepting, very welcoming, very friendly. I felt really lucky to be here, though I do love the United States, and I still consider myself to be quite American. And then we did have an incident at Port Arthur in Tasmania where something over 30 people were shot to death and many others injured. And the government at the time under John Howard, who was a conservative, by the way, the government at that time had a weapons buyback, and most Australians gave up their weapons voluntarily, which looking back at it now was the biggest mistake we've ever made, because right now we are undefended against a police force and a military that is being used against civilian populations that are peaceful. I never thought I would see this happen in Australia, and it is quite amazing to witness what is being done to the people of Australia. That Port Arthur massacre, which is what it's called, anybody who has looked at it in any way, shape, or form, with an open mind, you can see quite easily that it was a false flag and it was intended to actually be used to disarm the population, and it worked.
Right.
It really worked.
And that's an important point about many of the things that we've witnessed in the United States, like the 9/11 issue, which was clearly not what the official 9/11 commission said it was. And it precipitated something called the Patriot Act, which is anything but patriotic, and now an overt, you know, government spying program that is without limit, apparently, not just for foreign intelligence purposes, but to spy on Americans. And even more so now, we have a president who is openly hostile to a significant percentage of the American people who are unwilling to be experimented upon with these what I call gene therapy jabs that are not really vaccines for COVID. And so he's ongoing every day talking about the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You should hate the unvaccinated, on and on, and trying to divide us. But in Australia, as we've seen here, over the same issue, COVID, as they call it, has now divided the country, and the people have no way to fight back because they are unarmed. And now we're seeing police brutality of extraordinary levels that I liken to things we witnessed in North Korea or communist nations and crackdowns, China even. And what we're learning to, and you sent, and we've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, that certain aspects of your government, I know there are different states, like you're in New South Wales, is that where you are?
I am, yes, okay. That's right.
And then there's also the Victorian state, which is Melbourne, where a lot of the intensity we're witnessing is happening. And in the United States, there are programs under the Patriot Act that have facilitated the militarization of local police forces. In other words, full-on wartime military machinery appearing in local municipalities. And there's a similar thing that's happening in Australia, and it extends beyond that, because it looks like the devices they're getting may be coming from China, but also you may have foreign troops or foreign police officers on your soil. Because I'm thinking, why would an Australian police officer beat up an Australian for simply disagreeing with the government?
Absolutely. It was earlier this year, legislation passed in federal parliament. Now, I've got to tell you, federal parliament has not been sitting for a lot of the time. So they've been passing legislation with 10 or 15 people there, which is totally illegal. But they passed legislation that basically said that foreign troops could come onto Australian soil and they would be protected from prosecution for anything they do. They will not be held accountable. So these mercenaries are here in Australia. The government told us it was so that they could help with bushfires, which sounded, you know, all right at the time. But of course, we knew that this was not why they brought this legislation in. So we have foreign troops. I'm not sure how many of your listeners would have seen what happened at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne last week. But the Shrine of Remembrance is one of the major memorials to the people who died in foreign battles in Australia. And we've fought in a lot of the wars, including both world wars. And the protesters were there peacefully on the steps of the Shrine of Remembrance, asking for their freedoms back. And hundreds of troops in these black military uniforms with equipment that we'd never seen before in Australia actually fired on these unarmed, peaceful protesters as they were running away. They started to run away, and the police followed them and kept following them.
What, rubber bullets, but also tear gas, it looked like. And now, as we're seeing some of the equipment that they have, including sound-type weapons, vibrational-type weapons that could create a heat sensation on the skin that is very painful. They call it non-lethal crowd control. But this would be violating so many international treaties. It's ridiculous, and it's happening in Australia. And, you know, what we're doing this hour, by the way, and Meryl Dory is with us, from Australia. I know she sounds American because she is by birth, and but she's been in Australia, married there 33 years, and we're trying to give a warning on this show at least. I don't know how many people are listening in Australia, but for those of you in the United States, this is a warning for all of y'all that were making fun of Alex Jones and his predictions of things like this happening on our soil. This is what is happening in Australia right now, and it's a warning. Americans, never, never give up on the Second Amendment, which doesn't grant you the right to keep and bear arms. It protects you from the confiscation, in other words, the prohibition that you could ever defend yourself. That is a restriction on government, not on people. The right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, and we must never, never abandon it. And again, what we're seeing in Australia is a big reason why, much less allowing foreign troops on our soil, is a no-no. In Canada, they brought Chinese troops in, apparently. In the United States, would the Biden administration do it? Who knows? But warning signs are abound everywhere right now.
Absolutely. And people should be watching. I'm so glad that you're interviewing me now, because people need to be watching Australia. We need the eyes of the world on what is being done here, because it is absolutely illegal, unconstitutional, and against just about every single foreign treaty that we have ever signed. The government is acting like a bunch of criminals, and they need to be stopped. I've actually thought about calling in Amnesty International just to say that, you know, they need to be looking at what's happening here as well, because we can no longer even come close to claiming to be a representative democracy. We are not.
No.
The government is tyranny.
Western-style democracies are crumbling before our eyes because people are afraid of germs. Can you imagine? This is the germs have done it. The fear of germs have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this COVID is the best thing that any tyrant has ever wanted, and the worst thing for anyone who believes in freedom. It is amazing to me how quickly this has all happened. And today, for instance, we are all going to be having protest rallies across Australia. It's the Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccinations. And the government in Victoria has already said that there are going to be massive arrests. And on Wednesday this week, because there have been protests every single day in Australia, in Melbourne, the tradespeople, they call them tradies in Australia, the construction workers, have been protesting because they've been told that they can't work if they don't get double jabbed. And on Wednesday, because there have been such enormous crowds, we're talking 50, 60,000 people out on the streets in Melbourne, the government put a no-fly zone over Melbourne so that the media couldn't take helicopter pictures and show the size of the crowd. And they also cut the internet to the city so people couldn't live stream anything, because there were many people live streaming. These are the sorts of things that you hear in China. I think China would be proud of it.
North Korea, former Soviet Union, former East German, the Stasi would pull things like this before there was an internet, of course, but the same concept. We're going to take a break here. Shocking information coming out from Australia. Meryl Dorey, my guest, and we're going to talk about what should be done next.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, including the shocking news out of Australia, and we'll keep you informed about that. We've been playing video clips through the week on our weekday show. For those of you listening on radio on our syndicated broadcast through GCN, you can come on over to robertscottbell.com any time of the day or night, or robertscottbell.com/listen. We even have a live chat room for when we're live on the air. And the things we're witnessing in a Western-style democracy of Australia, there's some of this happening in New Zealand. We've seen evidence of police brutality in Canada and in Europe. And maybe this is coming to the United States, or maybe it's already here. Now, I remember, Merrill, over the years of watching government activity, the United States kind of fell above all of this. And it looked to other countries that would engage in such behavior, governments and police forces that would engage in behavior like shooting rubber bullets against peaceful protesters. These countries that did this would be threatened with sanctions by the United States, who wouldn't put up with such abusive behavior of even a foreign government on its own people. Yet I don't hear a word out of the Biden administration about protests, protesting the government, sending messages to the Australian government. How dare you do this? We're watching you. None of that. Because why? The people who are protesting don't want to become experiments to the pharmaceutical church, which is controlling even the United States government at this point.
Absolutely. And we, the people of Australia, are begging other countries to please have sanctions against our government. We need them to be condemned internationally. We need, you know, foreign countries to see what's happening here and realize that this is where they're headed as well. But I think the reason Joe Biden is not condemning this is because he's watching what's happening in Australia and thinking that's a really good idea. Yes. We should do that in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, well, I think that's clear. Biden would love to be the authoritarian dictator if he could get away with it. And he's only, you know, holding back because he realizes if he pushes too much too fast, there will be major backlash here in America that apparently is happening in England, but without the right of self-defense, the ability to defend yourself, so the government does not fear the people. And where the government doesn't fear the people, there is always tyranny. When the government fears the people, there can be some level of freedom. Right now, Australia is in the crosshairs, and it's a sad state of affairs down under. And I will call out right now to the government of Australia, not that they're listening to me, but I condemn your behavior actions. It is anti-freedom. It is something that is more akin to, again, communist totalitarian dictatorships, and that you're engaged in this sort of behavior is shameful. The people of Australia that have gone along with it, I'm not going to say shame on you, but I pray that you have the ability to push back. And I don't know, Merrill, in the government, I know you have different states. There's, you know, a centralized or federal kind of government over all the states, similar to the U.S., not identical. And there's varying degrees of tyranny, like in Melbourne, which is, you know, one of the more liberal cities, of course, and even Sydney. And we see that pattern emerge in the bigger cities in America where they lean left. They're more authoritarian. They want to basically force everybody to get the jab or mask up. And I'm thinking that if I was in the outback of Australia, I might not know anything's going on at all.
Yes, in rural areas, especially farming areas, there isn't a whole lot of restriction. Where cities like Sydney and Melbourne's been locked down, I think, for 270 out of the last 365 days. Only one person is allowed out of their house, and they're not allowed to go more than 5 or maybe 10 kilometers from where they live. They are facing horrendous restrictions, and they've got an incredible number of suicides as a result. But when you go into rural Australia, you would be mistaken. Well, you wouldn't be mistaken for thinking that there was no pandemic, because most people aren't wearing masks. Most people are not concerned about it. And, you know, life is going on pretty well as normal. It's the cities that are the biggest issues, except where I live, because where I live is considered an alternative area, and the government is coming down on us like a ton of bricks. I'm not in lockdown right now, but we've just exited lockdown, and they have lockdowns rolling across this area constantly, and I think it's because they want to be able to keep us controlled, because they know that we're not buying their rubbish, their plandemic.
So, you know, people in the area where you are see through it, but also are subject to the authoritarian stranglehold, so to speak, of an abusive government at this point.
Yes, that's right. And people are being told that unless they are getting the jabs, they're going to be fired from their jobs. My understanding is that this morning, a hospital that's just north of me, about a half an hour north, all 8 of their theater nurses were fired because they refused to take the jab. So I don't know how they're going to do any surgeries if they have no nurses for their surgical theater.
Merrill, we're seeing similar things here in the States. We got to take a break. Shocking news out of Australia. Could this be what's coming to America if we do not wake up? Folks, pay attention to this show and share it around the world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
As many as 12,000 illegal Haitian immigrants have been released into the United States, according to Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. He tells Fox News Sunday about 12,000 of 17,000 Haitians are having their cases heard by immigration courts, and that about 5,000 are being processed by the Department of Homeland Security.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. And we make those detention determinations in the best interest of the American public. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
At least three people died and multiple were injured when an Amtrak train derailed in Montana, about 30 miles from the Canadian border yesterday afternoon. More than 150 passengers and crew members were on board. USA Radio News. The former president on the stump in the Peach State.
Former President Trump spent his Saturday night at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. The former president criticizing Democratic Senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock.
We're going to fire your ultra-left-wing Senator Ralph Warnock and elect the great Herschel Walker to the United States Senate. And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Crowds are expected on Long Island today as the family of Gabby Petito holds a funeral home viewing for their daughter, who was murdered on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. Petito's body found a week ago in a remote area in northwestern Wyoming. Brian Laundrie returning to his parents' home in Florida, and a manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, I've been broadcasting since 1999 in radio, syndicated radio. Of course, we blast out 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in addition to our day here over at robertscottbell.com. We're here on podcast sites around the world. We have video sites. We're archived at brideon.com. We actually simulcast on brideon.tv on Mondays as well here in the States. And as much as I have seen the predictions, I didn't want to believe that they could really come to pass. And we're talking again with Meryl Dorey. We have links up to her and the Australian Vaccination Risks Network at avn.org.au. And it seems as much as you've been a real, I would say, champion for the freedom to say no to any jabs, now in the era of COVID, they are clamping down so much harder. And you mentioned nurses being fired. We're having nurses and even doctors walking away from their jobs. People in the military here in the U.S. are saying, you know what, I'd rather leave and retire than take the experimental jab. It's really a line in the sand like we've never seen in our lifetime in these so-called free countries.
Yes, in Australia, what's interesting, and I'm watching this very carefully, is that they've only just told the police and the military that they're going to have to be double jabbed. Now, the police have been the enforcers for the government, as has the military. The military has been at many of these so-called vaccination clinics just to help them carry it out, but they're intimidating people. And now they're on the other side. They're being told they have to take this jab, and it will be interesting to see if they cave and do it or if they don't. There are over 1,000 police who have joined something called Cops for COVID Truth, and they have said they're not going to be and they will be fired. So what's going to happen? Will they continue to stock Australian military and police with overseas recruits, or will they finally realize that they can't keep doing this? I don't know.
Well, and that's the outright so-called rebellion, but I believe the government has rebelled against the people here. And if the police were to stand up and stand against, as well as the military, against this incursion, then maybe freedom can be won again. And I don't know, as far as the so-called elected representatives in that Western-style democracy called Australia, no longer functioning as one, but are there any overtly outspoken people in the government saying this is wrong, this is outrageous? And where are the people as well, even pro-vax people saying, how dare you shoot our fellow Australians with rubber bullets when they're retreating and completely unarmed?
Yes, I have to tell you, there are some politicians, both federally and in the states, who are coming out now and speaking against it. It's a day late, but hopefully not a dollar short. And we have several minor parties that don't hold the balance of power at this time, but they are speaking out against it. And we have an election that will hopefully be coming up fairly soon. And the community is so disgusted with what the government is doing that it is very possible that we will get some of these independent minor parties into Parliament, into our Senate, into our House of Representatives, and they may hold the balance of power, which means that everything can change. And that's what I'm hoping is actually going to happen. But there is a groundswell of people in the community who have taken the jabs, who are saying, wait a second, this is not right. I'm vaccinated. I should be protected. So why do I care what anyone else did? And the whole argument that the government is putting out, that your vaccine's not going to protect you, only when someone else is vaccinated will you be protected, the illogic of that article is finally getting through to people. And that's why we're seeing, you know, tens of thousands of people in the major cities and thousands of people in the minor cities coming out to protest despite the risk of violence from the police. And I've got to tell you, I never knew what a rubber bullet was. I never saw one until this past week. And they are enormous. And we have had word, it hasn't been confirmed, that one protester was actually killed. And I have seen video of people who were shot in the back by the rubber bullets. And it looks like they've been cupped. You know how when you cup someone, you get that huge red thing?
Welt. Yeah.
Well, they were covered in those welts, and it looked incredibly painful. And one person is going to need surgery because they have internal bleeding. So even though they may consider these non-lethal, I don't think they actually are non-lethal. I think you can kill someone with them. And the idea that they were shooting people who were running away in the back, I cannot imagine
unarmed.
That.
So, so the outrage. Again, where's the international community outraged? It seems like most Western-style democracies and even the United States, the government, the controllers in government, are actually cheerleading this silently, quietly at least, and saying, as you pointed out, Biden saying, I wish we could do that too. And they would get away with it if you let them, folks. I'm telling you, this is not, how would we call it, a wild prediction of our future. It is our present on this planet in places you would never, ever considered would fall prey to such tyranny. As you said, moving to Australia and the time I visited in the early 90s, similarly, it felt very friendly, welcoming, open. People were very accepting of all, you know, people live differently there. And now you have this again, one-size-fits-all experimental injection based on a phony scamdemic with a virus that hasn't even been fully isolated via any validated measures, much less having a test that exists that doesn't also have a validation at any level. And this charade keeps on going to destroy what freedom is left on the planet called Earth. So it's not just an Australian issue, although it's manifesting very overtly in Australia, I think, as a symptom, a warning for the rest of the people of planet Earth and the people of America, where this show originates, to step it up, stand up, even if you're pro-jab, to step it up for freedom, or else this is the form of tyranny that will manifest very soon here in America as well.
That's right. And it's vaccines today. Tomorrow it could be something else completely. And the fact is, if people don't realize they have the power to stop this, they can stop it tomorrow. All we have to do is everyone has to say no. No, I'm not going to close my business to people who aren't jabbed. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. No, I'm not going to sign in with a QR code. No, I'm not going to take your jab if I don't think it's good for me. And I'm not going to give it to my child either. I mean, I know that in the U.S. they're looking at children from the age of 2 and up to be given the jab, and we're looking at 5 and up. And how many more children are going to have to die from vaccines before parents say enough is enough? We have the ability to stop this if we only would take the steps that we need to. And it's a very simple step. We all just need to say no.
Yeah. Men, where are you? It shouldn't be just the women stepping up, in fact. And this is something that I ask of the people of Australia, much less the people of America. Men, stand up, because you have to be the protectors to liberty. And the women can't do it alone. It is about all of us stepping it up. Now, there's a new law, Meryl, you were talking about to me off the air about, where the government can spy on your social media. That's happening everywhere, even in the United States. But what's weirder about this law, as you said, they have the authority under this new law to not only monitor your social media feeds, but change them, make you say or write something you didn't say or write.
That's right. And this passed very quietly in the middle of the night of about a month and a half ago. And what it means is, before, they had to get a warrant to spy on you. We know that they did it without warrants many times, but at least they had to go through the process, or make it look like they went through the process. Now they don't even need to get a warrant. All they need to do is have a suspicion. Of course, they put this out as being able to fight terrorism. But since anyone who questions vaccination is a terrorist, we know that it really takes into account anyone who does anything that the government doesn't approve of. So they can not only spy on your social media, and it's not just social media, it's your emails, your text messages, your phone calls, anything that they want to. But if you have written something to someone as a text, as an email, on social media, they can actually go in and change the wording. So that means they can entrap you. If you said, oh, I'm having a wonderful day, I'm going to go to the park today, they can change that too. I'm going to go out and try and shoot a parliamentarian. You know, I'm going to do something really illegal, and they can entrap you, and that is perfectly legal, and you have no comeback. And another thing that they're doing, and this goes to the fact that people have given up their guns, people who have gotten gun licenses are now having them removed if they question vaccination. And they're having a prohibition order put out against them. And that prohibition order means that they can't use a gun or own a gun at any point, but also that the police can at any time without any notice come to their home. If they're someplace that's not their home, let's say they've gone to dinner with a friend, they can go to that friend's house. They can come in without a warrant. They can take, you know, go through the entire house. They can take everything out. And that includes computers and phones, even if they're not owned by you. And they can arrest anyone there. If someone there has a gun legally, they assume that it's actually your gun, you own it, and you can be arrested. So this is totalitarianism, absolutely. And all of this has come in as a result of the reaction to COVID.
It is stunning, folks, but this is why you don't even want to ask permission to have a firearm, because if you're on a registry somewhere, this is how it happened in the developing Nazi Germany. Before World War II, a gun registry. We just want to know who's got it. That's all. Then they knew who had it, and they came and took them away, particularly if you were Jewish or some other minority that was then ostracized and called unclean, like those of you who refused to get experimental gene therapy injections that they wrongly call vaccines. So what are we dealing with? There's a link, and we have it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It was a Twitter post, and it's like, how is this real is the question. And it's a video of Australian police going door-to-door asking people, in a very intimidating, jackbooted way, are you aware of any planned protests or events coming up? I mean, basically asking you to rat on your neighbors, to become the Hitler Youth of Australia, to rat and turn in your neighbor if you suspect them. And what if somebody doesn't like a neighbor? Oh, you could just make it up. And if not that, then as you point out, under this new law, the government can make up whatever they want. And if you have a license to own a gun, they can basically say, oh, well, that license, we revoke it. We're coming for your gun and you, because you questioned the vaccine issue. This is just stunning.
Robert, I'm not sure if you in America have heard of Monica Schmidt. She started an organization called Reignite Democracy Australia, and she's turning it into a political party. And she was arrested a little over 3 weeks ago after going to one of the protests in Victoria. They arrested her and charged her with incitement. And they put as bail conditions that she would no longer be allowed to speak against the government. She would no longer be allowed to attend protests or write about anything. And her political party that was just being started would not be allowed to continue. And she would have to close her organization down, Reignite Democracy. She refused those bail conditions. And she spent 3 weeks, in most of it, in solitary confinement in prison. She's only just been released.
Oh, my gosh. This is, we're talking political prisoner level. We're going to come back and wrap up this hour, an important hour of the show. Please share this. RobertScottBell.com. We link up to Meryl Dorey and what's happening in Australia. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Scott Belcher.
All right, we're wrapping it up with Merrill Dorey from Australia right now. And, yes, you mentioned Monica Schmidt in the last segment. In fact, you were on our show a few weeks back. I don't know how long now. And we actually played one of the clips of a live alert arrest of her being pulled over and being told that she needs to come in. And I didn't hear the rest of the story. 3 weeks in solitary. Again, we're dealing with North Korean-level tyranny in Australia, folks. Is it coming to America? Is it already here? This is the show that should wake your tushies up to realize how serious this has gotten. This is not something you could sit on the sidelines and wait and hope and pray, although I believe in prayer, and I'm sending my prayers to you, Merrill, and all the people of Australia that they can overcome this tyranny.
Thank you, Robert. We need your prayers. We need your attention. We need people to be saying they don't approve of what's going on, and they are actually demanding that it stop, because right now we in Australia are feeling pretty alone, I've got to tell you. And, you know, it seems that everybody's against us. The original Australians that a lot of people call Aboriginals are probably getting the worst of this. They are right now setting up pop-up clinics all around the country for the Aboriginals. They're bringing them in. Children as young as 12 can give permission to get the jab without their parents, and they have military, Air Force, Navy at these pop-up clinics. And one of our members actually went to one of them and said, "Why are you here?" And the person they spoke with said, "Get used to it, because you're going to be seeing a lot more of us in the future." So that's a threat, that we are going to become a military dictatorship if we don't watch what's going on. And I do believe it's a warning to the rest of the world that this is going to be coming to your cities, your towns, your rural areas as well, because the aim is have total control of every aspect of our lives as long as we're living them. And if we keep getting jabbed every 6 months, which I think is the plan as well, we may not be living very long.
Restrictions on the freedom to travel. That's what the vaccine passports are all about, too, folks. Vaccine passports are not freedom. They don't bring and usher in freedom. They usher in slavery. Get that through your heads. Vaccine passports are not for your freedom. They're to usher in a permanent slave state. Merrill Dorey, now, they're limiting travel, as you said, even outside of homes much less between states in Australia. What about the ability to travel outside of Australia, like back to the United States? Can you do it?
I haven't tried yet because I refuse to be tested, but I think it's very difficult. You have to get permission. And as far as I'm aware, there are still people who were overseas at the time that this all started who have not yet been allowed back into Australia. I don't know how they're living, but they are in other countries around the world, and they're basically medical exiles. So it is not easy to travel. I have two children in the state of Queensland, about 2 hours north of me, and I can't go and see them because I'm not allowed across the border. So it's this kind of ridiculousness. And I have to let your listeners know that Australia as a whole has had under 100 deaths that are put down from COVID since the 1st of January this year, and we are still in a state of emergency with lockdowns and incredible restrictions. So it is, you know, we have between 18,000 and 54,000 Australians being killed every year by the medical community. And we don't say anything about this, and 100 deaths in 9 months from COVID, and we're getting locked down.
Folks, at the risk of alienating any of my listeners here, we talk about Nazi medicine manifested in the 21st century. In Australia, it's the excuse to eliminate any freedom that the people of Australia thought they had. And they will do that in America as well, unless you stand up now and stop it. And I'm talking to all of my friends and family out there that are even pro-jab. If you don't stand up for the people, the freedom to say no, there will be a time when the jab that you got and the second jab that you got, the third jab you won't want, the fourth one you won't want, and you won't be able to say no. Folks, step it up. Recognize that our founding fathers in America had it right to limit government, limit the ability of government to become a tyrannical force for not good, but for imprisonment and enslavement of the population. Meryl Dorey, God bless you. You're a good friend, even though we've never met in person, having been appeared on my show many times over the years on different topics that we thought were very serious then, and it pales compared to what you're going through right now, Meryl. And just, if you can, stay out of prison. We want to hear from you and support you from afar if we can.
I'll do my best, Robert. Thank you so much for helping to shine a light on what's going on here.
Yes, yes. I'm appreciative of your willingness to come on in the midst of a lot of stressful times down under. And we, we're with you in spirit, and we wish we could do more. But everybody, shout out, condemn the Australian government for what they're doing, and don't let them do it in your government, in your home, in your state. And the power to heal can still be yours. But we're praying. Thank you for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.